From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Attorney General Eric Holder says investigators have evidence showing that the Pakistani Taliban was behind the failed attempt by an alleged terrorist to detonate a bomb in New York's Times Square.
We know that they helped facilitate it. We know that they probably helped finance it and that he was working at their direction.
Holder, speaking on ABC's This Week, he did not elaborate on the new evidence he mentioned. Missiles fired by a suspected U.S. drone aircraft have killed at least 9 alleged militants in a tribal area of Pakistan near the Afghan border today. As Julie McCarthy reports from Islamabad, it's the second such strike since last week's failed car bomb attack in New York.
Today's strike was reported to have been outside of Miranshah, the main town in North Waziristan, a sanctuary for al-Qaeda and Taliban militants along the Afghan border. An intelligence source is quoted as saying an entire militant compound had been destroyed. The drone attacks are a source of tension in Pakistan, where many believe they violate Pakistani sovereignty. This latest strike comes as investigators try to determine the extent of involvement of Pakistani-based militants in the plot to bomb Times Square, which involves Faisal Shahzad, a naturalized American citizen born in Pakistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said Pakistan's cooperation with the U.S. marked a sea change, but also warned of severe consequences if there were a successful attack in the United States traced back to Pakistan. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Oil firm BP is considering some new approaches in its effort to halt the oil that's gushing into the Gulf of Mexico. That includes the possible use of a smaller containment dome to cap the leak. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports there are indications the oil from the leak is now coming ashore in a second state.
Beachgoers on Dauphin Island, Alabama, found tar balls yesterday. The barrier island is south of the city of Mobile and sits at the mouth of Mobile Bay. BP workers collected the black clumps and put out oil-absorbing materials on parts of the white sand beach. The substance will have to be tested, but authorities believe it came from the Deepwater Horizon oil leak. Oil has also washed ashore on barrier islands in southeast Louisiana. The well is still gushing an estimated 210,000 gallons of oil a day, as BP's initial efforts to staunch the flow have failed. The company placed a massive containment dome over the leak yesterday, but had to move it when the pipe used to siphon the oil to the surface clogged with ice crystals. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
European Union finance ministers are rushing to complete a rescue fund for any EU nations that become embroiled in a debt crisis such as the one gripping Greece. The hope is such a plan will head off any more turmoil in the global financial markets when they open for a new week of trading. President Obama spoke with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President Nicolas Sarkozy today about the issue. This is NPR News in Washington. President Obama says in this age of iPods, iPads, Xboxes, and PlayStations, information has become a form of entertainment rather than a tool of empowerment. NPR's Allison Keyes reports the president was speaking to graduates of an historically black university in Virginia and telling them that a good education will help them adapt to what he called a period of breathtaking change.
Under blue skies, wearing a pale blue robe, President Obama reminded students at Hampton University of the school's earliest beginnings, when escaped slaves gathered under an oak tree to be taught by a free man. He said the founders recognized that education could help overcome barriers, and that sentiment is still true.
They recognize that education is how America and its people might fulfill our promise.
Mr. Obama, who has been criticized by some for not focusing more on the African-American community's issues, told the graduates he knows they are often outperformed by their white counterparts, but he urged them to be role models and pass on the sense that education will allow them and those who follow to compete in the global economy. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Oakland A's pitcher Dallas Braden has thrown a perfect game against the Tampa Bay Rays as the A's shut out the Rays. It was only the 19th perfect game in Major League Baseball history. Tiger Woods is out of another golf tournament, this time because of neck pain. Woods abruptly withdrawing today from the Players' Championship tournament in Florida. Woods says he's been playing through pain, but he can't anymore. His playing partner today, Jason Bone, says Woods seemed to be in significant discomfort.
He looked in a lot of pain. I mean, when I shook his hand and said, take care of yourself, he kind of flinched a little bit.
Woods is planning to have an MRI on his neck next week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.